Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Genoa Township Board of Trustees zoning meeting. Today is August 7th, 2014. The time is now 6:12 p.m. Apologize for the late start, and just want to let you know that Trustee Lewis did contact me a little bit ago. She is en route. She will be joining us. She has read the staff report. She has read the application, so she's fully briefed. She's walking in at this moment, so.
Right on cue.
Wait just a couple of seconds. All right, now we have full quorum. We are just starting.
Thank you.
Okay. We first begin the zoning meeting by reading the legal notice. So this is ZC 2014-05, Genoa Baptist Church, requesting approval of a final development plan amendment for expansion of a school, facade modifications, construction of a gymnasium, and modified circulation, located at 7562 Lewis Center Road, Westerville, currently zoned Planned Community Facility, PCF, Zoning District, ZC 2014-05. The plan was originally approved on May 11th, 2005, 51105, and that was ZC 2004-01. It was amended on December 3rd of 2009, and that was ZC 2009-08. The application heard by the Zoning Commission was on April 14th, 2014, June 9th, 2014, and July 14th, 2014. Okay, that being said, if there is anyone at this hearing who wishes to speak to the matter, I would ask that you please sign in. Is the sign-in at the podium, Joe, or is it up? Okay. There's a sign-in at that podium in the back, but if you're going to testify, if you think you might testify, please stand at this time so I can swear you all. Please raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. All right, we will begin this hearing with our staff report, and at this time I will recognize Joe Clace on behalf of the Genoa Township Development and Zoning Department. Mr. Clace.
I'll provide a brief overview and I'll let the applicant elaborate on the application itself. We were presented back in March an application for an amendment to the final development plan for the Genoa Baptist Church. As you read, they went through three hearings with the Zoning Commission. And they have modified the phases of their proposal according to comments made during those hearings. Phase one was to add a children's theater to their campus, also to relocate their drive entrance on Lewis Center Road to the west. It would be enlarging the access point, and it would also be allowing for additional parking, 72 new spaces at the entrance. They'd be removing the youth barn, which is currently located to the west of the church. It'd also be relocating propane tanks and a dumpster, and they would be adding parking islands within the parking lot that would include landscaping to try to break up the asphalt canvas. The second phase would be to improve the facade of their existing facility, to expand the foyer areas, and to add covered walkways. Third phase was to add a gymnasium, which is a separate independent building. Depicted on the plan to the west of the current church. This would be behind it from State Route 3 or to the right of it if you're looking at it from Lewis Center Road. The last phase currently includes the addition of 48 parking spaces next to the soccer fields and replacing spaces lost within the new parking aisles. The applicant has submitted a number of plans, including a concept plan, a regional plan, elevation drawings, trying to depict the existing facility as well as those proposed improvements, landscaping plans, the photos of the trash compactor as presented to be attached to the gymnasium, and that would be a substitute of a dumpster type facility, and then also further details on stormwater and entrance design. The Zoning Commission last met on July 14th. They recommended conditional approval of the application subject to 10 conditions. First was the trash compactor entrance contained safety signage, a locking mechanism, safety lighting shall be provided per the sample photos included. The second was the tree screening the trash compactor be no closer than 20 feet to the compactor. Third, the soccer fields adjacent to the gymnasium shall not be lit. Four, the applicant agrees and shall maintain live trees in the parking aisles per plan, and that traffic sight lines shall be appropriately preserved, so it's easy to get around the parking lot. Item number six, as previously agreed, the conditions set forth by the fire department, they want to meet those conditions that were proposed in their staff report. Item seven was the applicant's water remediation efforts will not result in additional water accumulation on the adjoining Temper property. And number eight was in negotiation with the Martin neighbors, the applicant committed to providing up to 5 trees for screening on their property on the north side of Lewis Center Road. Item nine was improved mounding shall average 5 feet and a minimum of 3 feet above the level of the edge of the pavement of the parking lot. And the last was that all prior restrictions set forth in prior development plans, including the emergency access drive restrictions along State Route 3, shall be retained. We did get one additional exhibit from the church after submittal, and included that, and that is an attachment to the staff report. That includes from Bruce Holzer, yes, regarding sanitary capacity. We'd ask that be attached to the application. That's all I believe I have.
Okay. Before we go any further, just let everyone know we do have food up here. It is for the public, so don't be shy. Please come up, help yourself at any time. You're not going to distract us. When we have back-to-back meetings, we try to bring in food just for our sake and for everyone else's sake attending the meetings. So, again, don't be shy. And there's also coffee, and I think there's might be water in the fridge. So, just some housekeeping items. Okay, next we will go to the applicant's presentation. And I believe we have Mr. Shoemate and Mr. Rogers. Feel free.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, first of all, for hearing our proposal. This is a process that really began for us probably 5 years ago at this point as a church, and in a very focused chosen way in the last 3 years. So it's a pleasure to be here now in front of you, and hopefully with the opportunity for us to move forward and get started. I'm going to review kind of our original application letter that sort of explains in a little more detail than some of the things that Joe pointed out. So I'll start there just to maybe give you some perspective on what it is that we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, okay? A little bit of background today. Our children's church ministry that takes place on Sundays and Wednesdays meets today in a cafeteria. It's the school cafeteria. It's used as a multi-purpose room. It has hard floors. It's a very sort of, call it sterile environment, because it's a cafeteria. It has to remain that way. And we're putting 100 kids or so in that space on a weekend. So, and we're cycling multiple kids through because we have multiple services. So that's been a kind of the next step and sort of expanding our children's ministry. And when I say children, I mean kindergarten through fifth grade. This is primarily what this initial space is intended for. So it's kind of been the next phase. We have classroom space, obviously, because we have a school, but to have a centralized auditorium, large group space with carpet, fun atmosphere, stage, multimedia, all of that was our intent, was our plan in pursuing this project. And as sort of part of that, we've also added some other enhancements to the outside of the church, to the facade of our court. So I'll just kind of, again, step through that. But that's a little bit of the background as to why we're here today. We've planned for 3 phases. The original submission, I believe, had 4, but I believe, as Joe pointed out, we've decided not to to pursue access to Worthington Road at this point for a second access. Phase one will include, and our plan would be to begin this immediately upon, the proper approvals, is 11,000 square foot children's theater that's built onto the west side of our building, what's called the what would be the school building or the education space, which is really on the southernmost part of our existing building. On the west side of that would be where that building would be located. It will be a two-story structure. It will have primarily open space, both top and bottom, with some small classroom space and supporting, I believe there are restrooms and sort of fun activity areas in that space. There'll be a stage, both top and bottom. Okay, that's really the main focus of our project, and then the other things are sort of just kind of support of that and the overall enhance the church. The second item there in phase one would be to relocate our existing entrance on Lewis Center Road to improve egress ingress into our property. That is the only entrance that we have into our property at this point, outside of an emergency, well, not an emergency, a special event entrance that was installed a few years ago, that's only used and opened on large events. And it's an exit only, it's not an entrance. So this, we'd be relocating this entrance, and the purpose there is kind of twofold. One, there's quite a bit of traffic that tends to back up on Lewis Center Road, which then backs up onto Route 3. We have police officers, required officers out there to direct that traffic. And so by moving that exit further west down Lewis Center Road, we're able to increase the buffer, if you would, and be able to get more people off of the highway and then ultimately onto our property. So that's one reason for moving the entrance. The second entrance is we will establish by moving that entrance, we establish a driveway. So if you're looking at the site, we don't have any overheads, do we?
No, I don't.
If you're looking at the site plan, if I could just grab that real quick for you. Pictures are worth 1,000 words, right?
No.
I don't know how best to do this, but we're also, by moving this, the existing location is here. By moving it further west, again, we increase this buffer here for better traffic control coming in and off of Route 3. And then what we also establish is we establish a driveway here. Today, our entrance dumps right into parking spaces. So as soon as one person starts to back out of their parking spot, you've blocked the whole flow of traffic coming in. So by establishing a driveway, we've added an additional buffer. So not only do we get the more cars here that we, that are getting off the main highway, we can also get them onto this driveway quicker and then around the building than when they were trying to pull in here because of cars coming in and out. Okay. So maybe I'm getting too much of those details, but
no, that's helpful.
So that was part of the moving that driveway was part of the plan. The shoot on to the next thing here. Excuse me, just a second. Lose your place. We also wanted to improve the site appearance, so we do that by demolishing an existing youth barn that's there. Structure that's just to the west side of our main sanctuary. There's also a propane tank farm and a dumpster there. It has white privacy fence around it. It's sort of, gets a lot of visibility where it's at. We're going to eliminate all of that. Our intent is to move away from propane to natural gas, so we don't have the tank farm. We're going to relocate the dumpster over adjacent to a gymnasium, which will come in a later phase here in just a second. And so just clean up that whole space. So site appearance was very important to us. On the subject of site appearance would be also adding trees and islands on the property throughout the parking lot, so it's just not a big wide open space. Okay. And then I talked about upgrading, relocating trash collection to a less visible area. So it's moved over. A trash compactor will be installed, and it'll be over behind the building, cannot be viewed as easily as it is today. Okay, so that's phase one. Phase two, would occur immediately after phase one, dependent upon the funding. It could occur concurrently with phase one. Just so you understand that. And our intent there is to freshen up the whole front of the church, to improve the presentation of the church towards Route 3. We've heard it said that we're like the first building, official building, that people see in the township when they're coming south. So for us to freshen that up, I mean, it's been there now since 2001, I think, that appearance. So we want to just, I wouldn't say we're redoing it completely, but we are freshening it up. We're making it more uniform across the front. When you look at the renderings that we've provided, making it look more symmetrical. You know, we're trying to just make a better appearance. In that project, we will also be expanding our front foyer space. If you've ever voted there at our facility, you got a real small little foyer space you walk into, and then you got a big sanctuary. So we want to expand that entrance space. That's so to accommodate more people coming in and more people leaving simultaneously. Okay. So that is part of that same phase, and that's about 2,200 more feet. Okay, that's being established. And then phase three would be, again, could occur concurrently, but it's to construct a new 12,000-foot gymnasium. So that would be a dedicated facility for athletic events used by both our church and school. Any of this space, incidentally, is multi-purpose church and school. Again, it would be on the west side of the building. And again, you can see that on the site plan where that's located. It's right adjacent to the soccer field. Our intent is that building would also serve as a concessions area, locker room for the soccer fields that are okay. So yes, and I believe that's that really concludes our summary. Unless John, you want to add something else?
The facade on the front, adding those buildings makes it more slimming on both sides, and also it's about three different types of buildings going up there as far as the coloring. So they're going to, in a sense, stain it to make the whole thing look totally like one new building, which is really going to be good. That's our primary thing. So,
okay.
Of course, you guys see the artist renderings on it. So.
Uh-huh.
Does that conclude your remarks?
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll now go into a public comment portion, so if anyone in the public wishes to speak to the application, please come to the podium, give your name, give your address, and I believe you've been sworn in, so if you haven't been, then let me know.
Jeff Martin, 7421 Lewis Center Road, and my wife and I are great proponents of the churches in our community. We love what they do. And we have been a proponent of Genoa Baptist since we moved in. They were a small metal building, and we've been able to watch them grow and support some of their presentations over the years and their growth. And we're excited, and we love the plan that they're doing. We think it's going to be a great opportunity to invest in our community and our next generation. One of the concerns that I have, and an issue that I would like to bring tonight before the committee, is that our driveway is almost across from where their new driveway is being proposed. I think the reasoning for their driveway move is sound, and I agree with it. I think getting traffic off of Route 3 for safety reasons is a great idea. The problem is it's going to create a safety issue for us trying to get out of our driveway. We're not a normal neighbor in that we have small groups to our home. I'm a pastor, I think, as you all know. We have committee meetings, we have those types of things. We have people coming and going at different times, and when they don't have a major event, the traffic flow can be pretty heavy, whether it's voting, whether it's school, whether it's normal Wednesday nights, those types of things. and with as close as our driveway is to where they are proposing theirs, and if there's any type of event going on, us trying to at least get to Route 3 is going to be near impossible. A lot of times with the traffic coming in, they don't use their turn signals, so we don't know if they're going to turn left, if they're going straight. So even where we are now, it can be a guessing game. So we brought that up. We were latecomers. Sherry and I are involved in an accident in March, so we weren't able to attend the first meeting. We came to the second meeting, and some representatives from the church came over and talked to us. We talked about the concerns that we had, headlights being the other concern for blockage. And the idea came up of, well, what if we move the driveway? So we went out, we looked at the space, where it would go. We said we would like that idea. They said they would consider it, and they would let us know. They came back the next week and said, well, we're not going to move your driveway, but we'll still move forward with screening for trees. So again, I would just like to bring up to this committee our concern for safety for us, of the proximity of our driveway as to where that driveway is. The current driveway is across the street from the Exleys. And it would look like, I think from a regular view, you would see them almost going into one of their driveways. They have a gravel driveway across their front yard. And so when church is having events, they drive across their front yard to their other driveway, which is further down the road, to give them an opportunity to get out of their drive without incurring traffic. So again, we're asking, we'd like to have our driveway moved, if that's indeed where they're putting theirs, just for safety concerns for us.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the public that wishes to speak to this?
I'm Dave Tepper. I'm probably the closest neighbor to the church at 7380 Lewis Center Road. I brought up through all the meetings as far as the water issue, they're aware of that. If they raise the road and don't do anything with the water, I'm going to be a pond. So that's my major concern. The other concern is the lighting of the way the driveway comes in is going to shine right in our house. I wasn't here at the last meeting. I was on vacation, and I don't know what they came up with, so I have no idea. But the third concern that I've got, and I didn't bring up before, and the wife and I have talked about it, where that driveway is coming out, every truck, bus, car, motorcycle, whatever, is going to go right by our house. And the cars probably is not too bad, but some of them motorcycles are loud, the buses are loud, the trucks are loud. And my wife's been complaining ever since they put in the trash bins down there. They come and empty the trash at 4 o'clock, and it wakes her and I both up thinking somebody hit somebody on the road. Now, I know they're getting rid of the trash cans, they're putting a compactor in, but they still got a semi or a big truck coming in to get it, and like I say, it's going right by within, 70 feet of our lot line. But that's my major concern, is those three. The water and the lighting is the major one, but if they continue with the driveway the way it is, there's nothing I can do about it. But it is a concern of mine and my wife, and it sounds like it's a concern of Jeff and his wife. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tasher. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak this evening? Okay, now before we go to a board deliberation, the applicant does have an opportunity to respond to any of the comments made, if you have any.
Well, regarding David's property, on its corner, it has water that holds on it. Our engineer, who's not here but has been here the past couple times, we is going to have it so that grading will come down from there and that water would get out. Plus, he talked about the front has to have tile on it and totally change it. We don't think it's going to be an issue with it. Dave's biggest issue was that the tile somewhere is broken in maybe multiple places. I don't know if anyone can do anything about that. I mean, it's farm tile, in there. But our engineer said that they're going to grade all the way up to it and get that pocket. And it's not a big pocket, but it's a pocket there that's holding some water. And grade that out. We specifically when we hired the engineer, said that that property needs to, that corner where it's holding needs to get taken care of. And so we hired a professional engineer to do that, design it, and, you know, yeah. But regarding the compactor, we'll put a time frame. The compactor's built a lot of apartments, and we use compactors and stuff like that, and, you know, some 400 units. And with that, it's about a month to month and a half before it has to be picked up. So you got less trucks coming in all the time to unload the dumpsters. So therefore, we can set a timing with the company to say, you know, you guys not coming in at 4. And I don't think they're going to come in there because they need proper lighting, day-type lighting, hook that stuff up, get it in, get it out, and put a new one back in. We would set that time frame with that company to say, you guys, if you're planning on coming in before 7 or whatever, then you guys are going to have to set the right time. Companies are willing to do that based on situations. They don't want trucks coming in at 4:30 at night. I don't know what time they come in actually at night, but they say 4:30. Let's just assume that's true. That disappears all with that, and it makes it a lot less than having dumpsters like an eyesore there and all that kind of stuff. So,
okay. Any other? That concludes.
Well, that concludes that property there.
Okay. All right, we will go into board discussion. I know my fellow trustees probably have a variety of questions, so I guess my first question relates to the trash, though. And I'll have to go back and look at our noise ordinance and the trash contract, but there might be a time restriction on how early they
just cover residential properties.
That's only applicable to residential?
Residentially zoned properties.
Take a look. I didn't know that. I thought it was pretty universal.
We can't regulate non-residential by statute, so it's but just
the trustees. I mean, the township can't itself. Regulate
it, within that ordinance. We can through zoning, but we can't within that ordinance.
Okay.
But I would think it's not in the waste hauling contract itself. Time restrictions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking the noise resolution.
Well, I mean, yes. I think it's mentioned in both.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to take a look at
that.
I mean, because I mean, if I'm sorry,
is it Rumpke that's picking up there?
It should be Rumpke.
Yeah. Yes, I believe that's right.
They're coming in twice a week.
Okay.
So this is going to eliminate. You know,
yeah.
That thing may last 2 to 3 months. We don't know yet.
Right.
Well, we'll take a look at that. I mean, that has nothing to do with you guys, obviously. But if the waste haulers need to be coming after a certain time, you know, that's something we intend to enforce just for noise purposes. So I guess with regards to the gas, I just hoping to clarify. So right now, is there no natural gas at all on your property? It's all propane?
Well, it comes across our property when they brought in the natural gas lines. Okay, but as far as our being able to use it, no, everything is 100% propane.
Okay.
So
but the gas lines are already there. You're just going to tap in.
Yes.
There's no need to run in new lines up and down.
No.
There would be in the sense of getting it from where it's at today down to the church property.
Okay. Where is it at? Where does it terminate?
At Worthington, up at Worthington Road, it crosses over. Right at the corner of our property, and well, in fact, they had purchased access rights to install it.
So. Okay, so that utility easement runs. Okay, I mean, does it cross over any residential properties at all? The utility easement?
No, we're not.
Okay.
All right. Pastor Scott said that he thinks this thing's already, they've already put it on the site, so we're not going to another site to bring the gas in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know. I mean, if there was a need to do trenching to put in gas lines, and if that was going to coincide with the route with the disrupted tiles that you've been talking about, you know, that might be a good opportunity for us to even take a look at it. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. And I guess, and pardon my ignorance, but, and I probably already know the answer to this, but has there ever been discussion or an inquiry made about putting a right turn only exit out southbound onto Route 3?
Yeah, I'm sure ODOT is...
ODOT said, no.
I'm sure, okay.
We had ODOT.
We've been knocking three or four times.
That settles that, yeah.
Now, that may change down the road, Rick, with the situation. As things grow and stuff like that, that may become a major road with lights and all that kind of stuff. This may terminate, to a degree, the road that we're talking about now. And we just don't know yet.
So down the road, if a connector road of some sort were put in south of the property, it would certainly take off, alleviate the pressure, alleviate the traffic that's, you're going to encounter on Lewis Center Drive.
We're waiting on the housing across the street. You got a little bit of sewer, enough to build so many, but they don't have enough to do everything. And so they're trying to get that worked out, the plans to open up bigger and stuff.
Yeah, I was just, I mean, I just, for historical purposes, I was just curious if the question had ever been asked about trying to put a...
We had a whole meeting with them, and actually it did come from the state of Ohio, from the zone. And they just said, it's not going to happen. And then they said it could happen down the road, but it's just not going to happen now.
Understood. Thanks for explaining that. Trustee Gifford.
With the assumption that at some point in time that whole area may change from a road standpoint, would you still consider having the drive out onto Lewis Center? Because some of the plans that I've heard, Lewis Center would actually be dead-ended.
Well, that's a good point. We went ahead and, in a sense, designed to go out there to try to alleviate any, you know, and we got, you know, obviously turned down on it because they just don't know what's going to happen there. The church has hired two police officers, not one, but two, to just keep this traffic moving, obviously, versus having a law. It's going to go lots faster the way the road is now versus the way it is now, I guess.
I think I can visualize, but in relationship to the existing driveway, and you had indicated, you'd shown on one of your diagrams, where that driveway currently comes out, same relationship to tree line. It would be west of tree line.
Where our driveway currently is?
Currently, yeah.
It actually would be east of that stand of trees there.
East, just east.
Just almost right, it is right in front of the neighbor on the corner there, right in front of their house.
Okay. So you'll pick up approximately how many cars as far as the holding capacity there on Lewis Center, assuming, you know, if everything was stopped at Lewis Center and 3, how many more cars would you be able to stack in there approximately?
Our engineer had that number, but I was thinking it was 150.
300 feet, which would be about 15 feet of cars.
300, 20 cars.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. We've also been dealing with an issue with another church and traffic down on Maxtown. And, you know, I can't really think of a better reason to have traffic jams, and a lot of people want to go to church and being involved in that. So I echo Jeff's opinion. It's nice to have that kind of a problem. But there are some issues sometimes we have to deal with. Also, I appreciate the cooperation, and I have been in touch with Mr. and Mrs. Martin relative to there, and appreciate your cooperation working with them on the screening. How would the screening actually take place? Would that be on their property or on your property? Or
it's on their property.
It's on their property? Okay. So you go in and plant some trees, do some mounding, something along that line? Okay. I'm wondering, because of the safety issue, since you're going to be there, you're going to be doing some work, would it be possible to move that driveway, existing driveway, using existing materials, just I don't know how far to the west, just to give them a little bit of breathing room. You're going to be doing some work over there anyhow. And I'm just putting that on the table.
Well, I don't think the churches right now wants to put that in there. They, you know, some, I guess, you know, if it's on an, if it wasn't there, it's still under another building. And if they move the driveway, if we move the driveway down, it's not going to be moved that much from the existing driveway anyway. So I do understand Jeff's and his wife's their opinion on that. But I don't know what else to do from there.
And the reason for the opposition would be?
Well, it's a lot of money to take a driveway and put a new there. they don't know, you know, maybe Pastor Frank and some of the other people are like, that's, you know, we don't think we need to do that. We are...
How much is this total expansion cost?
I
mean, you know, if we're talking a couple hundred bucks, you're going to have a, you know, I mean, you're going to have equipment over there anyhow, putting a driveway in right across the street from it. I understand that. I guess the fact that, man, we really don't want to because of expense, I'm not sure I could buy that, but I guess I can understand that.
I don't have the authority, number one, to...
Yeah, I understand. Would it be something that we could continue at least the negotiation with the Martins as continuing that type of a discussion?
Sure it would be, yeah.
I mean, I would hope that we could at least continue that. I don't think we're asking for much either way. Again, you know, you're going to be doing a lot of work there, and I think if I could at least get a commitment that you would continue a discussion, if you come under agreement, fine. If you can't, okay, so be it, you know, but I mean, I don't think at this point, and probably to the consternation of the Martins, I'm not going to oppose the whole project because of this issue, but on the other hand, I think it is an issue that I would like to see some attention paid to if I could.
Yes, sir.
Just to be clear, are you talking about potentially moving it further west?
I'm talking about moving, actually, the Martins driveway. If they could come in and just do a, almost like a little curve, okay. Not even replace the whole driveway. I think just a small amount, just to give them a little bit, another car lens breathing room, if nothing else.
Almost like a widening.
Almost like a widening.
It would give us about another 65 feet, which is three or four car lengths, which is a lot compared to what it is right now. That would give us a chance to get out of our driveway and traffic.
So, I appreciate you.
What about the water remediation that we were talking about from Mr. Temper? And I know you said you brought in an engineer.
You want me to show you on the plan there?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Great. Water is so tricky. Drainage is so tricky, and it's unless it's handled properly, there are real problems.
Is that pocket right?
Okay.
And that's what is holding the water. And they're going to come in and grade this whole thing out to get this, because this is still the church's property. Right? We'll see what, how much he says it is. So.
Okay. Yeah.
This corner right here.
This is your house.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a little barn. That's okay. Where just about where you see black right there. The
okay.
Water.
Okay.
And it stays wet. I was talking with Jeff today. I walked out there and it's still sponging. And it's in the
So is the grade higher here than here? Is that what's hot?
Right. This
okay.
This is high and this is high, but this grade is actually lower than the bottom of this ditch
right.
that exists today. Okay. So that's going to have to be a big ditch in order to run that over.
Yeah.
Now there is a tile right there. I can show them where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to run this way. Clear down the 3C Highway. There's a culvert down there, and that's where it emptied out at. But it got cut off here, and it got cut off at the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, now it's trying to drain, and there is no place for it to go. So it backs up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some right there yourself.
We hired an engineer not only to do us, but also to get this taken care of.
And you're...
And we're 100%, so like, hey, we're going to move equipment in with this permission to grade this out to get this
mm-hmm.
water running down there. And I wasn't privy to the final engineering plans here, but
mm-hmm.
I think David was, that they're planning on putting...
He said they were going to put a ditch down through. But
with piping.
But he didn't say how deep.
Well, he's trying to do it so it would work this way and this way. That's the whole bottom line.
Right now, this the top of this is probably a foot and a half lower than the bottom of this ditch right now, or at least a foot.
If we can get it all out here, we'll be fine.
Right.
He said
yeah.
there's not much grade difference from what he's projecting so that the water wouldn't be able to flow.
See, the only problem I got is this water continues on west. It continues coming down. It comes down to here, and it's got no place to go, so then it starts backing up. And it's going to back up at the lowest spot.
We've got catch. This is designed for catch basins throughout the slope.
Can you run that tile into that catch basin?
We can check on it. Absolutely.
Any way to get that out of there? Because you'll find the tile down there, and what I'm afraid of is you're going to cut it off here, putting the road in, and then the dirt gets, you're elevating the road, and that's going to elevate all this. And I'm just going to, I'll be swung clear back to that.
Yeah.
But this has changed. We're putting a whole system under the ground and a water control system. That's why we're hiring. Number one, Delaware's going to want this little piece of property.
Yeah.
They're going to want it done right, and that's what we're doing. So.
Well, like I said, I didn't have any problem with this until you guys started. And I know it's improvement, and you guys did a wonderful job on that. But over the years, I've worked hard to keep that tile open, and now I can't. There's no way I can open it up down here.
We can run that tile into one of the catch bases.
If you can do that, that'd be great.
Absolutely fine.
If you can do that, that'd be great.
We have to work hard to get this thing worked out.
Yeah, it sounds as though you've got the...
We're not going to just say something and then...
Right, and then not do it. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
As long as the final end, I don't have any water, I'll be happy.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Both work together on that.
White.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I noticed that there was no objection from zoning on that. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you clarifying that, Mr. Tepper, and for the board. And I do believe you when you say that you have the heart to work through some of these issues with the adjacent residents, and we hope that you'll continue to do so.
What the only other question on lighting again, Mr. Tepper, you raised.
The way that the driveway comes out before they make that turn, showing the driving room light.
This is as far as it's going.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay,
we did a in response to that, we had a photometric survey done that shows that.
Okay.
Can I ask everyone to maybe keep down the noise a little bit? We're still in the zoning meeting.
Your house is right over here.
It's a little unconventional what we're doing,
these
but
all box lights.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Which would be facing all down, and that's about where the light ends right there.
What I'm talking about is where they come out and make this turn. We're about this way.
You're talking about lights.
Headlights.
I'm talking
headlights.
About the headlights of the car.
Oh, I got you.
I don't care about these lights going there to shine over. I'm talking about, and you take a truck or a bus.
Well, I'm looking to see if they're going to run a.
Okay.
Again, if you build that up without doing anything with that water, I got a pond.
Well, the tile will be underneath. It sounds like
we're not going to have that happen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. That's all.
Are there any, okay, thank you, Trustee Lewis. Are there any other questions, comments, concerns on the board?
No.
Okay. At this time, then, I will make a motion. I will move to accept the recommendation of the Genoa Township Zoning Commission to approve the final development plan amendment application by Genoa Baptist Church, currently zoned Planned Community Facility, PCF Zoning District, case number ZC, 2014-05, incorporating their application, submitted revisions, and testimony and commitments made by the applicant, including those tonight with the discussions that we made with the board and what we've heard about the residents. And that is my motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Lewis. Mr. Place, please call the roll.
Trustee Lewis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any further discussion to the...
No, this is a big project, and I just appreciate the cooperation of the church and working with the township and the neighbors, and you're right, it is really the first big thing people see coming in on the major highway. So appreciate your efforts and the role you play in the community, and appreciate you seriously working with the neighbors on getting these issues resolved. So thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. We just wish you the best of luck. Growth is good. I'm glad to see so many folks taking advantage of your services, and we know what you're doing is is really appreciated. So, good luck.
Thanks.
Mr. Claes?
Trustee Lewis?
Yes.
Trustee Gephardt?
Yes.
Trustee Carfani?
Yes. Motion carries. And at this time, I will close the hearing at 6:56 p.m. And I will further then, I'm going to make a motion then to adjourn the meeting as well at 6:57 p.m.
Now. Second.
That's been seconded. Is there a discussion on that motion? Hearing none. Mr. Place, you call the roll.
Trustee Lewis?
Aye.
Trustee Gephardt?
Aye.
Trustee Carfani?
Aye. Motion carries. This meeting is now closed.
Thank you very much.